When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, April 13th edition. Got a 7-game early, 4-game main slate to break down for you. The early slate starts off at 12:20 p.m. Pacific time, 9:20 a.m. Pacific time. So 12:20 p.m. Eastern time, I'm sorry. So super early for the 7-game lock. And then your evening slate is a little different. I clicked on the wrong button for the evening slate, so I'll look up that one because those times ain't right, folks, unless I picked the turbo slate. That's why that one's wrong. Let me get your evening slate. It should start at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time, so we'll get that one going for you here. But we're going to break them both down for you. 7-game early, 4-game main slates to get you ready for your Wednesday of action. Hope everybody had a good Tuesday. We had some fun. Yeah, the evening slate 6:40 Eastern, 3:40 Pacific. So we'll see where that goes. But we had a good one. Lizardo, filthy. You had Alex Cobb, filthy. So lots of good stuff going all over the place there in baseball. Darvish got crushed. We had some offense by the Gigantes. The Braves went nuts. Those were some big ones. The Dodgers woke up a little bit towards the end there. We had lots going on this this Tuesday of action. Like I said, we got a Wednesday coming up for you. Before we get into all the picks and things, remember you can follow me on Twitter at BDentric. If you have any questions, hit us up in the Fantasy Degens Discord. It is free. If you prefer to listen to this thing through your wonderful ears, give it a rate and review on iTunes. I'd appreciate it. Or go watch it on the Fantasy Degens YouTube. Give it the old thumbs up and the subscribe button. That'd be huge as well. For all you fantasy baseball players, also check out the Bench with Bubba podcast. Just recorded Bench with Bubba episode 462. Another episode of Bubba and the Bat Flip. Recapping your week 2 fab information. So great stuff there as always. And if you're into golf, the always pressing PGA DFS podcast, myself and Jesse preview the RBC Heritage to get your DraftKings lineups ready. So tons of stuff there. And you can see all of those podcasts over on the Fantasy Degens YouTube channel or download them in your favorite listening platforms. All right. Totals on this early slate of action. Nats, Braves 9. Cubs, Pirates 8.5, Guardians, Reds 9.5, Mets, Phillies 8.5, Dodgers, Twins 8.5, Red Sox, Tigers 8, Royals, Cardinals 8.5, and I believe that is the last one on this slate. Yep, that's it. So they're all early games, but to be careful, there's chances of rain in Cincinnati, chances of rain in Detroit, and chances of rain in St. Louis. So this 7-game slate can get real dicey real quick. Let's talk about the pitching on this slate. You got Mad Max Scherzer at 10-1. At the Philadelphia Phillies, good spot for Max. Phillies offense has been good, though. Max threw 80 pitches in his first start, got you 20.5 DK points. He's always tournament viable. Don't feel like playing him in cash against the likes of the Phils, but definitely a tournament upside there for Max Scherzer. You got Aaron Nola at $9,700. I'd rather go Max Scherzer than Nola, personally. On paper, Nola might have the better matchup. He's at home, but I'll take my chances with Scherzer. Both of them have huge strikeout upside, both of them, but the same amount of DK points last time out, but I'll take my chances with Scherzer, really digging deep there, but both are good plays in their situations. You got Max Fried at 95 versus the Nats. You got Clayton Kershaw making his season debut at 92. Probably passing on both. If you want to go Fried, you could. At 9,500, though, I'd rather pay up for Nola or Scherzer personally. Kershaw, I'm imagining, is on a pitch count, so I'll be passing on that one. And where I'd like to start is Adam Wainwright at $8,700 against the Kansas City Royals. Wainwright threw 81 pitches in his debut against Pittsburgh, 6 shutouts, 6 Ks. The Royals offense is hitting a little better, don't get me wrong, but still an offense you can look to exploit from time to time. And in a short sample so far this season, very short sample, They're only hitting .214 with a .068 ice over his right-handed pitching. So a guy like Wainwright at $8,700 does have a little bit of appeal to me at that price point. If you want to save some more cash, Nate Eovaldi is always tournament viable at $8,200 versus Detroit. Again, small sample, but Detroit striking out over 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching hitting .200 against them on the season. So Eovaldi up and down start as usual as last time out, but tons of strikeout upside. So $8,200 for Eovaldi. Really good tournament play. Might have some cash upside if you choose. You got Eduardo Rodriguez going up against his former team, the Red Sox. That's tournament only, pretty dicey. You got Tristan McKenzie making his first start of the season. He pitched three innings out of the bullpen his last time out against after Bieber. Now he's in the rotation. He only threw 47 pitches. I'll probably still pass on him in this one. I'd rather go to Kyle Hendricks at only $6,600 at the Pittsburgh Pirates. He should be super popular, but Hendricks coming off 5 1/3, one run, 7K performance against the Pittsburgh Pirate, a Pirates team that's been just dreadful this season. They got Smiley to shut him down. They're tracking out 21% of the time versus righties with a .050 ISO to start the season. So a guy like Kyle Hendricks at 66, we saw the changeup was back to looking filthy his last time out. Looked really, really good. Maybe it was a one-game sample. We'll see. I'm willing to see if there's more to it at 6,600. Nick Lodello is very intriguing at $6,000. The young lefty stud for Cincinnati making his debut was great during spring training. Going up against this Guardians team that's been very up and down to start the season. They've had some big games and some not-so-big games. Maybe Lodello is a little risky to start the season, but the Guardians are tracking out 24% of the time versus left-handed pitching so far this season with an ISO of zero. They're hitting .278, so they're hitting it, but a zero ISO and a ton of strikeouts. So Lodello could be a very nice value at $6,000. And I think that's where I draw the line. Zach Thompson's interesting at 5,200 versus the Cubs. If you want to punt, the Cubs bats have been kind of better this so far this season, but he's valuable in a punt. But for the most part, it's Scherzer and Nola up top. It's a great matchup. I like it a lot. I'll go Scherzer in this one, but can't go wrong either way. Love Waino. He's going to be very chalky on this slate. I like Eovaldi in tournaments. I don't mind Erod in tournaments, but he's not one of my favorites today. Just I need to see a little bounce back. You got this Red Sox team, but $7,500 is a great price tag for Eovaldi, so it's worth a look. And then Hendricks at 66, super chalk. Lodello at 6,000, good tournament pivot off of Hendricks. So if I'm going cash, I'm going Waino and Hendricks and cash, but there's a lot to like here. I think Lodello has massive upside with his strikeout ability. If he can just make it 4 or 5 against the Guardians, that 24% carry versus lefty so far this season, just keep that ball in the ballpark. Lodello can be in for a big, big game here against Cleveland in his debut in the bigs, but lots to like with this early action. Taking a look at the bats real quick, catcher's position, Salvi Perez versus Waino. Like, Kansas City stack is very intriguing. Like, Waino's going to be so popular. Stacking some Royals could be fun. So Salvi is someone to look into in that respect. But looking to save some cash, you know, you could go Will Smith at 42 if you're paying up. Chris Paddock making his Twins debut. But farther down here, it is getaway day, so you'll probably get some backup catchers like William Contreras of Atlanta at $3,400 versus Josiah Gray. And look what the lineups, like if some teams really sit some guys, then like Josiah Gray becomes much more intriguing. Tons of strikeout upside for Josiah Gray. So keep an eye on the lineups early on Wednesday morning. A few other guys, look at Kiber Ruiz at 3K, maybe if you need to, but Gary Sanchez versus lefty in a tournament at 3K. I don't mind tournament only. Tucker Barnhart versus Eovaldi at 37. If you aren't a believer in Eovaldi, that is a discount. Again, not running to play these guys. Austin Barnes might get the start for the Dodgers day game after a night game. He's 2,100 versus Paddock. I like that a lot for value. So see what these lineups put out there, but Barnes at 2,100 could be an extreme value going up there against Chris Paddock. First base position, Goldie at 55 is fine, but I like Olson at $5,300 quite a bit against Josiah Gray. Gray, lots of strikeouts, lots of home runs as well, though. So keep him in mind. Cheaper players, though, Miguel Sano versus Kershaw at 41 is intriguing. Don't mind Josh Bell, who went deep again on Tuesday. I like Fried, though, so it's a kind of conundrum there, but not a bad look. If you believe Hendricks is off, Tsutsugo at 34 is in play for you against Hendricks in that matchup. But a couple discounted pieces. Owen Miller at 2,100. If you're not using Nick Lodello, Owen Miller's first base, second base eligible. He's 2,100 versus Lodello, and he's swinging a very, very hot bat to start the season. So keep him in mind. Otherwise, I kind of want to pay up at the position. You know, Olson, Votto. You could always go Hoskins or Alonso for GPPs, but Olson and Votto have some pretty nice appeal at the position. Second base, Jorge Polanco at 5K. I kind of want to stack Minnesota versus Kershaw. Just be honest. Kind of want to do it. Might do it. So Polanco's there. Ozzie Albies at 49. It is versus John Gray. Prefer Ozzie versus lefties, but a good spot. Josiah Gray, a really good spot there. Some cheaper plays. You got Whit Merrifield at 44. Don't hate that price point at all. But Jonathan Scope at 42. If you want to attack Eovaldi, could be in play. Cheaper plays here, though. Andres Jimenez has been playing quite a bit. He's 32 versus Lodolo. Jeff McNeil's 3K versus Nola. That could be a little bit of a value for you. Gavin Lux, as much as I don't like him, he's playing pretty well to start the season, especially from a price point standpoint. He's second base outfield eligible, and he's only $2,700 versus Chris Paddock. That's a nice little discount. And I mentioned Owen Miller, first base, second base at 2,100. Third base position, J-Ram at 56 if you are fading Liddell, but Arenado hit his third home run of the year on Tuesday, and he's 5,100 versus Greinke. That's a really good spot. Greinke, lots of pitch to contact. You got Candelario at 48, a guy you can look to use against Eovaldi in this matchup. Justin Turner is at 38 for a nice little dot. Dodgers are cheap. Dodgers are very cheap, so keep them in mind. If Johnny VR plays, he's 3,500 versus Thompson. He could be a little bit of value, but again, Giolito Urshela is only 3,100 versus Kershaw. Bobby Witt Jr. is only 3K versus Wainwright. That is a great price point in his matchup. You know, Bobby Witt went 2-for-4 today, 11 more DK points. He has 9 or more DK points in 3 or 4 games. He's only hitting $125, but he's filling the stat sheet, as they say. So I love him at 3K. Really good value there against Waino. If not, Urshela at 31 brings a lot of upside as well. And then Mikel Franco at 26 versus the lefty Fried. Franco's swinging it really good. Loves facing a lefty at 26 hundo, but Bobby Witt at 3K is looking like the play you're going to want to make if you're not paying up for like the J Rams of the world. Shortstop, Trey Turner woke up a little bit on Tuesday. He's 58, but Javi Baez at 47. Man, I'm really looking to target this Eovaldi Erod game, which I don't like, but the pricing is juicy. You got Baez, you got Lindor versus Nola at 45 is quite interesting, but Ahmed Rosario is swinging a good bat. I like Lodolo at 6K. Cleveland bats might be chalky, though, because of their price points. So it might make Lodolo an even better tournament play. We'll have to wait and see. But Rosario at 43 is a nice price tag, hitting fifth in that order, swinging it pretty, pretty good. Bryson Stott's only 33. It is Scherzer, but is an interesting tournament play at that price point. Other than that, not a ton here. You're going to be paying up at the position, it looks like, unless some surprises come out. Outfield, you got Harper. You got Buxton, who had a down game finally, but go right back to him versus Kershaw. J.D. Martinez, not bad. Soto went deep, his 100th home run of the year on Tuesday. All great plays. If I have to pick one player up top here, it's probably Betts or Buxton would be one of my guys, 5K and above. But going cheaper, Tyler O'Neill versus the pitch to contact Greinke. I like that one quite a bit. Same with Dylan Carlson at 46. I like the Cardinals versus Greinke. I'm going to jump on that one for sure. Some cheaper ones, though. Well, not cheaper, but cheaper than Carlson. Ozuna would double donged for you on Tuesday. Keep him in mind at 44 versus Josiah Gray. But Seiya Suzuki, he double donged on Tuesday. He's 43 versus Thompson. That's a really good price tag for him. Brian Reynolds went deep. He's 42 versus Hendricks. I prefer Suzuki, but both very intriguing. Below 4K now, as you go down Rafael Ortega at 39. If he's leading off, that's in play. Otherwise, trouble. So keep him in mind. Tyler Naquin went deep. He loves facing a righty. $3,700 versus Tristan McKenzie. So he could be a nice value. Benintendi at only 36 versus Waino. Phenomenal value. Like that one a lot. Stephen Kwan down to 34 versus a lefty, though. So keep an eye on that situation in the lineup. Ian Happ at 31 is a good value there versus Thompson, especially if he's in the lineup. He's been battling a knee injury, but he should be just fine. Ben Gamel's 28, not running, but Gavin Lux at 27. Mentioned that value earlier. That's a little bit intriguing for sure. You got Hunter Dozier down here at 23, not running to play that, but he's there. Michael A. Taylor at 21. He'll start every day for Kansas City. Could be a good piece of a wraparound stack, so he should be at the bottom of the KC orders. You could like him, Whit Merrifield, and Bobby Witt. Do something like that and have some fun in that line. A nice cheap stack, too, so you can definitely make some magic happen. So recapping your 7-game early slate, Scherzer, Nola up top are both in play. I prefer Scherzer, but both are looking good. Wainwright's in an outstanding spot, super chalky. Eovaldi and Erod are good tournament plays. I prefer Eovaldi. Kyle Hendricks is going to be awesome. Wainwright and Hendricks will be your chalk, and that's your cash game play, Wainwright and Hendricks. I think Liddell is a good tournament play as well. Check lineups, and maybe some more things will change as we get breaking stuff down and get some more value throughout that. If you're stacking things up, Cincinnati versus McKenzie is interesting. Could be super low owned. I think that the Chicago bats versus Thompson is heavily in play for me as well. I'm going to say Minnesota versus Kershaw. I'm going to want to go to that one. Going to want that one a lot. And then I love this Kansas City-St. Louis game, especially the St. Louis side versus Greinke. Hope the rain keeps that away. But St. Louis is probably my favorite stack out the gate. Also, Atlanta's in play. So watch the lineups. See what we get here. And you could get a lot of fun building this one up. Let's go to the four-game night slate. All right. Quick sip of water there. And we got A's-Rays, total of 7.5. Blue Jays Yankees total of 8. Brewers Orioles 7.5. Mariners White Sox 8.5. So fun little four gamer here. We'll hope everything plays. Looking at the weather, we have chances in Chicago, Seattle, Chicago could be a wet one, so we'll have to wait and see there. But your pitchers, Corbin Burns coming off a dud in his first outing. It's Baltimore at 96. I'll gladly go back to Corbin Burns at 96. He will be super popular. So Baltimore is your contrarian stack. I haven't even looked at the rest of the pitching. That's your contrarian stack. Just going to throw that out there right now, because Burns at $9,600, everyone's going to jump right back on that. So keep an eye on him. Robbie Ray at 94 is just as appealing against the Chicago White Sox, a White Sox team that Matt Brash just dominated, a White Sox team not striking out a ton versus lefties and actually hitting them pretty well. So the White Sox could be a nice little sneak play as well on this one if people do go to Robbie Ray. I think most go to Burns for $200 more. Gerrit Cole at 92, that can be a fun one. These guys all got – Robbie Ray pitched great. So he pitched great in his first start. Burns and Cole both got hit around, both in play, prefer Corbin Burns. But Rios got beat up. Got Shane McClanahan. He's in play at 75 versus the Oakland A's. That's a really, really fun spot there versus Oakland. And Oakland team striking out 22% of the time, but with a lot of thump versus lefty, so keep that in mind with the A's. McClanahan will be very popular at 75. I think you'll Frankie Montas at 69, and then John Means at 6K is very nice because this Brewers offense not really crushing it, striking out 25.5% of the time versus left-handed pitching with a 140 ISO. So I can go back to John Means as a value at 6K, match him up with a Montas, match him up with a McClanahan, match him up with a Burns, have some fun with this situation with the Baltimore Orioles. All right, your bats on this four-gamer. Catcher's position here, I'm looking to keep it pretty simple if we can. I think Alejandro Kirk versus Gerrit Cole at 31 is a nice contrarian angle. Higashioka at 3K versus Berríos is a good play as well when it comes to value. And then I think Raleigh's a lefty. Cal Raleigh, if he gets a start for Seattle at $2,300 versus Dallas Keuchel, is a very nice value on this slate. First base, you can always go Jays. I say this every show. Just getting that one, checking the box on that one. But Varito at 6K. We look at Ty France at 42 versus Keuchel. Seattle could be a nice one for us tonight. But Andrew Vaughn, hopefully he's back in the starting lineup this today after the day off. Excuse me, on Tuesday. But Andrew Vaughn at 37 will be a very intriguing play. He mashes lefties. Robbie Ray is very good, though. So keep an eye on that one. But could be a fun spot there indeed. With John Means on the bump, Keston Hiura should play at 3,200 if you're fading John Means. But I think he's a really good value in this matchup. All right, so to the second base position, Brandon Lau went deep again on Tuesday, so that's a really good spot for him. A few others on this slate, Josh Harrison. Gleyber Torres at 39 is a good value in his matchup. Ramon Urias is hitting fifth for the O's. If you're going to fade Burns, Urias at 34 is a nice little value for you in this one. Other than that, Santiago Espinal, going to keep rolling with him. Second base shortstop for the Jays. He's 2,300 versus Cole, but he's swinging a really good stick in that matchup. Third base position, you got Donaldson at 48. I like quite a bit. So I think the Yanks versus Berríos. I love Berríos, but I'm willing to target that. Eugenio Suarez went deep on Tuesday. Good spot there at 43 versus Keuchel. He'd be one I'd be looking at. Other than that, right now, again, a lot can change with lineups. Like Mike Brose, who's 28. Sheldon Noyce is 27. Those are two guys you can look at. Chad Pender at 23. He's third base outfield. Loves facing a lefty. It is McClanahan. But you're going to have to take some chances on this four-game slate. You're going to have to take some chances. Otherwise, you're eating all of the chalk. Shortstop, Tim Anderson at 56. I think is a very good tournament play for Robbie Ray. Wander Franco is just a cash game. Almost lock every game. Like, I like Montas a bunch, but Franco's just a beast. Willy Adames continues to be one of the productive parts of this O's lineup. He had more than 2 points. He had 18 points yesterday, 10 points in opening day, and he had like 14 more points today. He's got double digits in 3 of 5 games. So keep an eye on Willy Adames at 47 against John Means. I think there's a lot to like there. Elvis Andrus is a value. Jorge Mateo at 28 tonight's Baltimore value for you. If you're fading Burns, then Santiago Espinal again at 23. Outfield, Lou Bob hit his first of the year on Tuesday. Like him versus Robert Ray. Aaron Judge is in play, but Seth Mullins at 52 with the granny on Tuesday versus Burns. Hunter Renfroe versus a lefty at 5K. I can get behind that. Mitch Haniger versus Keuchel at 46 is pretty nice as well. As you slide on down, Lourdes Gurriel's 39. That's our boy. Andrew Vaughn at 37. Talked about him earlier. Santander has been crushing it. He's 35 versus Burns. Another value in that situation there. And that is a home run for Jock Jams. We have a Jock Jams by the Bay. Jock Jams by the Bay. And then some other cheapies here. Not a ton. Piscotty at 3K. Not in love. Josh Lowe at 29 could be a good one. Aaron Hicks went deep on Tuesday. He's 28. That could be good as well. So check your lineups. Pender again, 23. This is an ugly 4-game slate because it's going to be very chalky. You're going to get a lot of Burns. Burns, Ray Cole is going to get a ton of ownership. I think most goes to Burns. But so maybe you see the ownership, navigate that, attack the chalk. A lot of people are going to like McClanahan at 75. That's very clear. John Means is in play at 6K. So maybe you stack Oakland, you stack Baltimore. That's your contrarian type angles. Maybe pitch Robbie Ray with John Means. That's an option. I like the New York Yankees versus Berríos. I really like Seattle. I think Seattle will be popular, though. So keep that in mind. Like, you can go Milwaukee if you don't use Means. I think you should use Means. So it's a tough slate. We're at 100% be watching the ownership projections because it's going to be an ugly one, a very, very ugly one. All right, everybody, that'll wrap things up for you. 7-game early, 4-game main slate. In the books. If you have any questions, again, I'm on Twitter at BDintric, and you can check us out in the Fantasy Degens Discord. It is free. If you guys can give a rate and review on iTunes for MLB DFS Quick Hits or watch it on the Fantasy Degens YouTube channel, subscribe, give the old thumbs up there. I truly appreciate it. If you like other fantasy baseball, the Bench with Bubba podcast is always rocking and rolling for you. We just episode 462 in the books, where we it was Bubba and the Bat Flip episode 120, week 2 fab. For you in that one, so come check that out. But always good stuff all over the place. So I hope you guys have a great Wednesday. 7-game early, 4-game main. Again, really early, 12:20 p.m. Eastern time, 9:20 a.m. Pacific. I'll be back with you guys on Thursday with more Quick Hits action. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits, your April 13th edition in the books. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.